This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has filed suit against the Pennsylvania State Police after it came to light that the state police have a slightly lower pass rate for women on their physical fitness test. 94% of men passed the test, and only 71% of women passed. The feminists obviously demanded this lawsuit. According to their ideology, if women can't do as well as men on a fitness test for a job, it must be discrimination, and the test must be discarded for everyone. Now, it seems that the feminists want Pennsylvania to ignore the fact that the job of a state trooper includes difficult and dangerous physical challenges that can require real physical strength and endurance beyond the capabilities of many women. Just last year, a Pennsylvania state trooper helped catch a suspect escaping in a tractor trailer by hanging on to the truck's grab bar with one hand while it continued to drive down the highway. The suspect then crashed the truck and had to be pursued on foot as he fled into the woods. It's obvious that a man's physical skills were very useful. The Pennsylvania State Police employ more than 4,600 workers today, many of whom presumably passed this fitness test. But the Obama lawsuit is demanding that the test must no longer be used because there might have been 45 additional women on the workforce if this test had not been used. Even when the test was made simpler, the men's passing rate rose 4%, but the women's only rose 1%. No one has yet devised a physical fitness test on which women as a group perform as well as men. The only way to eliminate that gap is to eliminate testing altogether. The fact that a few more men pass the Pennsylvania State Police fitness test than women is simply not acceptable to feminist ideology.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
after work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
We the people. It is Saturday, November 1st, 2014. We're in hour one of the broadcast. The website's thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. As usual, we have got a lot of news and information for you today. Some of the headlines next hour, we're going to be starting out with: the IRS seizes hundreds of perfectly legal bank accounts, and guess what? Refuses to give the money back. If that's news to you, you definitely want to be listening at the top of the hour, next hour. Also, a Mexican judge ordered the immediate release of the jailed U.S. Marine veteran who had spent 8 months behind bars in Mexico for crossing the border with loaded guns. If you've not heard that story, and probably not if you're listening to or watching mainstream media, here, while the Obama administration spends its time trying to see how many Mexicans and Guatemalans and all the rest he can get across the border into our country, our sellout traitorous politicians spend none of their time, unless it may be some useless lip service, getting a Marine out of jail that accidentally crossed the border into Mexico. It's a national disgrace and a travesty. We'll be getting to that story next hour. Also next hour, we're going to have Sean Ha, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, who is the Libertarian candidate for Senate here in North Carolina. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of next hour. Of course, if you live anywhere in the state of North Carolina, you cannot watch any TV show. Every break, every single break of anything you watch or listen to is a Kay Hagan, Tom Tillis ad. They have spent $100 million here in North Carolina for the Senate campaign. Why would I want to have the Libertarian candidate on? I'll tell you why. It's because no one, none of the media, zero, gives the Libertarian candidate any voice, any opportunities. And as long as we stay in this left-right paradigm, Republicrats and the Democons, and never have any other options, well, guess what? One of the definitions of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So the Libertarian candidate for Senate, North Carolina, going to be joining us at the bottom of the second hour. Bottom of the first hour, coming up here in about 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by Michael from New York. We're going to get his views of this past week, anything else that he would like to share with us. And I would like to say, got several emails. A lot of people enjoy him. Michael joined the broadcast each week and getting his commentary. So we're looking forward to that. Some of the headlines coming up this hour, however much of it we have time for. Federal government made $20 billion in secret purchases in recent months. Wow, isn't that interesting? You know, it's always interesting to put together the fact that the government's stockpiling bullets where they spend just billions and billions of your taxpayers' money, really trillions. We'll be getting to that story. FBI creates its own news stories. How about that? We'll be getting to that as well. Over 214,000 doctors opt out of Obamacare exchanges. That's CNS News. We'll be getting, and I don't know if you'd find this interesting. We may not get time to get to it, but Lockheed Martin's scientist on his deathbed says aliens are real. RT News. I don't know. You know, I know that's a little different than what we normally discuss here on this broadcast. I always find that kind of stuff, though, interesting. I can't help it. I mean, stuff like, you know, the pyramids, Puma Punko, Göbekli Tepe, those type of places I just find fascinating. So I don't know if we'll have time for that or not. Small town sends armored vehicle and 24 officers to collect a debt from a 75-year-old man. RT News as well. But to get us started, and we've seen this in the news. I reported on it last week. We'll report on it again. I'm sure it's going to be widespread. We'll probably have many stories like this next week. This is coming in from WJZ. Early voting started last week in Maryland, but there have already been accusations that voting machines are changing Republican votes to Democrat. Now Republicans are calling for investigations by the State Board of Elections. As Marylanders go to the polls, they are concerned that the vote you cast may not be for the candidate you want. We've heard from scores of citizens in our district around the state who have had this problem now, where they hit one button to vote for one person, and when they go to the summary, they see that the other person got the vote. Said Nick Kaficki of Arundel County. Republicans say they've received several dozen reports of Republican votes being changed to Democrat. Kathy Singazi says it happened for her. I kept pushing the Republican guy's name, and the machine kept going beep, 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 and then voted for the Democrat candidate. Again, this is coming in from Baltimore, CBS Local. It should become should be of no surprise to you. We cannot have any confidence in these rigged voting machines. I've seen testimony in Congress where they have discussed how easily these voting machines can be rigged. That is not an advancement in technology. It is a way to rig the vote. It's just that simple. Who was it that said it matters not how the people vote, but who counts the votes? Was it Stalin or Lenin won? I can't remember. But anyway, that's where we're at today. You know, I'm going to ask Michael about this at the bottom of the hour. But you know, back in 2006, it's reminiscent of 2006. The Republicans had been in control. Everyone was sick of the George W. Bush administration, wars of aggression, skyrocketing debt, all the rest. So they swept out the Republicans and swept into the Democrats in 2006. It's the exact same situation now, but in reverse. It's 2014. Everyone's sick of the Obama administration. The change is exactly what broadcasts like this told you it would be back in 2008. So, you know, now they're going to sweep out some of the Democrats and put in the Republicans. That's probably what most likely is going to happen next week. And then 2 years from now, we'll be sitting here, if I'm still fool enough to do this broadcast, and we'll be discussing the fact of how the economy continues to worsen, the American people have no voice in politics, and yes, you're still being sold out. It matters not to me who sells me out, whether it's, I'm not happy you're being sold out by Republicans. I know a lot of people are. I'm not. But we shall say. I will say this, though. I will say this. Here in North Carolina, I would be much happier to never, ever, 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 ever have to see Kay Hagan in politics representing this state. I'm not ever again. I do hope that for whatever that's worth. But we will see how the selections next week unfolds. And we're going to be coming up on a break when we come back. FBI creating news stories. Now, we've discussed this on this broadcast with them creating news stories in other countries. They're creating news stories now in America. If you want to find out what's actually going on in the world, you're not going to get it. No, you're not going to get it from Fox News. You're not going to get it from any of the mainstream media. Rupert Murdoch is not going to be telling you the truth. Trust me, it's the left-right paradigm. You've got to turn to alternative sources of media like Republic Broadcasting and shows like this. That's the only place you're going to get the actual and unbiased look at the events of the week. So we'll be coming back with that again. The website, the alternative.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Home low, just when things went right.
it on the news. And this 47-year-old man was online posing as an 18-year-old Marine. And he started up a relationship on the internet with an 18-year-old girl. She sent him pictures. She was beautiful. They were having a romance without ever meeting each other, even got engaged. All without meeting each other, all online. Then the 18-year-old girl was talking to another guy that this guy worked with. He became enraged and jealous, went and killed his co-worker over this. When it finally all came out and he got arrested, the 18-year-old girl's mother was the one that he had been messaging the whole time. Committed murder over an internet relationship that was a complete fantasy. I mean, it boggles my mind what people out there do. I mean, we've got a story coming up where Facebook's going to be and I'm sure they've been a long time doing this, but now they're admitting to it. There's any political information you put on Facebook is going to be sent to news agencies to study. There's no privacy on Facebook. And, you know, I know a lot of people are Facebook addicts or whatever. Have at it all you want to. But I'm not. I don't feel the desire to put every mundane thing I do in my life on Facebook. Over 214,000 doctors won't participate in new plans under the Affordable Care Act. Analysis of a new survey by Medical Group Management Association shows the number 214,524 estimated by American Action Forum is through May of 2014, but appears to be growing due to plans that force doctors to take on burdensome costs. It's also about a quarter of the total number of 893,000 active professional physicians reported by the Kaiser Family Foundation in January. An estimated 70% of California's physicians were not participating in covered Californian plans. Some of the reasons: reimbursements under Obamacare are at bottom dollar. They are even lower than Medicare reimbursements, which are already significantly below market rates. It is estimated that where private plans pay $1 for a service, Medicare pays 80%, and Obamacare exchanges are planning on paying 60 cents. A study by the think tank American Action Forum finds, for example, covered California plans are setting their plan fee schedule in line with that of Medicare, which means exchange plans are cutting provider reimbursements by up to 40%. Doctors are expected to take on more patients to make up for their lost revenue. But that's not happening because primary care doctors already have more patients than they can handle. Furthermore, physicians are worried that exchange plan patients will be sicker than the average patient because they may have been without insurance for extended period of times and therefore will require more of the physician's time at a lower pay, says the study. The study also points out two reasons that doctors might not get paid at all. The MGMA study indicates that 75% of Obamacare patients that had seen doctors had chosen plans with high deductibles. Given that most of the patients are low income, doctors are concerned that the patients cannot meet the deductibles and that they will get stuck with the bill. HHS requires that insurers cover customers for an additional 90 days after they have stopped paying their premiums. The insurer covers the first 30, but it's up to the doctors to recoup payments for the last 60. This is the number one reason providers are opting to not participate in the exchange plans. Currently, about 1 million people have failed to pay their premiums and had their plans canceled. So Obamacare is asking doctors to take on sicker patients for less money with the risk of not getting paid at all. No wonder doctors are running from this plan. Well, anyone listening to this broadcast knows that the government is never the solution. It's always the problem. Having the government involved. Of course, hospitalization and health care in this country was in a big mess. Granted, I'll admit that. But the solution is not going to be run by the federal government of the United States. We're talking about an entity that can't manage the post office, has completely mismanaged Social Security. I can't think of one thing. Now, the IRS seems to be great at collecting taxes. I mean, try shorting them and see how efficient they are. But The Pentagon, you know, they can lose $2.3 trillion at the drop of a hat. Nobody says a word. To think that the federal government of the United States is going to manage. We have seen government-run health care. It's called the Veterans Hospitals.
Shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
thought you called when you were headed for the skies. But you were young and bold, and baby, didn't that change with a wink of your eye? Now no one's talking about those crazy days gone by. No one talks about the times you cried. A little dreamer. A little dreamer. And then they went and they voted you least likely to succeed. I had to tell them, baby, you were armed with all you need. Seems no one's talking about those crazy days gone past. Weren't they amazed when you were skies. But you were young and bold, and maybe didn't that change with a wink of your eye? Seems no one's talking about that. Crazy days gone past. Weren't they amazed when you were pretty less? You were the little dreamer.
And there's no real debate in public, so we can question them on everything and get a feel for them in a more accurate fashion. And so it's all so controlled. It really is pathetic. It's just another form of Hollywood actors.
And you know, Michael, what that brings to my mind is now today when they do put on these farce of a debate, they select the questions through Facebook or Twitter, so they cherry-pick the questions. You don't. They know in advance. You know, they're not going to take a question that you might send that really is a hot-button topic or really ask a true question. And, of course, we've got no real journalists. So they cherry-pick whatever softball question they want, and they make it look through the theater of a debate that is legitimate questions, which they're legitimate questions maybe, but they're never any real questions.
Precisely, and you said it perfectly. The theater appears to be, you know, a theater of debate because it is all staged. It's a show. There are a bunch of actors. And that scenario goes all the way down to the local level. Years ago when I was running for local trustee, in the debate, it was all staged. They had, like you said, all the cherry-picked questions. And we're given like 30 seconds to respond. Now, how do you really answer something in 30 seconds? And so it is pathetic. And I would love to ask all of these congressmen and senators, one of the main questions would be, how do you feel about the Federal Reserve, the unlawful money supply? Can we finally get lawful money back under the Constitution? And number two, when are you going to get us out of the United Nations? Why are we giving them maybe $50 billion a year now? Why is it that United Nations diplomats, when they retire, they have pensions of $100,000 a year, all paid by a U.S. taxpayer? When are you going to get us out of that mess and get us out of this global crap back into an independent status that this country has always enjoyed up to modern times since the robber barons, Jewish banking cartel, Rothschild, Rockefeller, Kuhnloeb, Schiff, Lehman, etc., same old culprits, have taken us over? Those are the kind of questions I want to ask these politicians, but they will never have the courage to face that such a debate and answer those questions because they are paid prostitutes by that cartel.
And, you know, it brings to mind, and anyone that don't believe this, you can look it up on YouTube. Hillary Clinton would come through the South here, and she would speak, and she would change her voice to have a very strong Southern dialect or accent for the people.
Yes.
Through here, it's such a sham and such a theater, but you know, none of your local news or any of that would point out the fact that she's doing that to try to make the people feel like that they're associated with her and she's one of us. When she comes through the South, of course, she brought her own entourage of supporters by the busloads as well. So even the sign holders were fake.
It is amazing how obvious it all is that they are so phony, so corrupted, and again, prostitutes willing to do anything to get that job, which is very curious why they want that job so bad. I mean, you know, any decent person, really, honest, sincere person, they want a life of privacy, to pursue their own endeavors and everything. Why is it that these people are so driven to get these office positions? Well, it's because they are psychopaths, egomaniacal, perverted individuals that are driven by this control mechanism that their puppet masters have instilled upon them since they were young, and they're hell bent on a path of destruction, as any psychopath would be.
$100 million spent in the Senate race here in North Carolina, Michael. I'm not sure what North Carolina senator gets paid. I guess maybe double or triple your congressman. So we're talking about spending $100 million for a 6-year term of a job that I guess pays maybe $250,000, $300,000 a year. I'm not sure. So that alone, and of course, this is one of the very foundations of the problem. Farron Shoaf can't run for Senate because I'm not wealthy enough and I'm not willing to sell out the. And then you've got the whole, there's no possibility for a third party, so you're stuck with sellout trader A or sellout trader B and no options. It always amazes me when we go into other countries and we preach democracy, like in Iraq, they'll have 18 or 20 or 25 people on the ballot, and they say that's freedom over there for them, but then you come back here and you try to get a libertarian or someone on the Constitution Party or anyone else on the ballot, and the two-party, one-party system will fight tooth and nail to limit the American people's choice. Choice in elections, it has to be stopped, and it's the exact opposite of freedom. Your thoughts, Michael?
Well, that's, again, precisely the problem we're facing here. It's a two-party control system, which is technically one party, opposite sides of the same coin, a Federal Reserve coin, and they have us right where they want us. And the Founding Fathers never wanted any parties, and as you said, none of us could ever have a chance running for office because of all the money now involved, and the control media as well, isolating you from any publicity that you would need, and there's no public debates either. Without the public debates, how do you enter the race? It's incredible. It really is. But, we're as free as the people in Red China or as the people were in Nazi Germany or as the people were in Bolshevik Russia. That's how free we are. It is pure illusion today. We are enslaved to a system that's hell-bent on destroying our country. wide open borders is plenty obvious of that. Can't afford to own property. All these tactics being used to reward.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Thank you.
Don't let go of me tonight. Sweet paradise. Yeah. How I love all of those crazy little things you said and done for me. You're the one for me.
How they get away with this, I don't get it. Plus, just seeing them as I review local rag papers with the propaganda, and I see more and more of these illegals in our high schools playing sports and stuff, like, you know, they're one of us. It's incredible. It really is how the people aren't enraged, saying, what are they doing in our school? Why are they, we're paying taxes for our kids to go to this school. Why are these foreigners being allowed in? It's just amazing to no end, sir.
Foreigners, too, Michael, that are, like you said, in their 30s, and then at the same time, the American sheep people are going to sit on the sideline and choke it down while illegals are voting. People are voting that are not even American citizens that can sway the vote so that the legitimate American citizens' votes didn't even count because the election, if it is legitimate, was swayed by illegitimate voters. it boggles my mind. I wanted to give you some time to give out your contact information. Tell us a little bit about what you do there, and then we'll wrap it up before the top of the hour.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, and again, with the debate, if we had it the way it used to be, with real public debates with all the political contenders, another question that I, sadly, too, we cited earlier would be, you know, what's your position with these illegals? And right now, locally, for example, here in New York, which is Commie Central, the Democratic Party are making a blatant, not only do they want us to have any guns at all, but they want illegals to be able to vote and to hold office. This is where we are today. And it's just incredible. Now, as far as contacting me, thank you, Farron, for having me on. I appreciate it very much, sir. And my contact info is 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com, and that's Anthony's with a Y-S without an apostrophe. And Farron, just very busy as usual, helping people get healthy and maintain their health. And even, you know, you were citing earlier with the doctors and the situation and the having to work for nothing. But I'll tell you this, though, when they do bill you, it's incredible what they're charging. And I really enjoy helping people and get well without tremendous cost to it, as it should be. And even with their pets, I've had quite a few cases here now locally with their pets. The vet bills are amazing for what they do, which is not much at all. And it's almost like going to a doctor or going to a hospital. I mean, there's not much difference. And so I really enjoy helping the animals as well and seeing them recover, bounce back, get their health, whether it's Lyme or whatever. And it is amazing as well how they're peddling all their drugs on the pets as well as the people today, all these vaccines and all these other drugs that are very, very expensive and undermining the health of the animals. And so I've been caught up with a number of new cases regarding that as well, and so it's really enjoyable for me to see people save a lot of money as well as see their pets and loved ones get their health back quickly.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. Look forward to talking to you next week, and you have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you. You too, sir. God bless and keep up the great work, Farron.
We're going to be coming up on the top of the hour break. I wanted to give out Michael's number again, if you'd like to give him a call. It is 845-231-1094, and it's Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com if you'd like to email him. He was talking about the skyrocketing medical cost. As listeners of this broadcast know, my mother was in the hospital for an extended amount of time. It is amazing what a person like that has to do to keep the billing straight. They have to spend so much of their time going over their bills that come in the mail because the hospitals get it wrong, overcharges, time spent on the phone trying to keep that correct. And amazing. Michael's 100% right. It brought to my mind what my mother has went through since June of this year dealing with hospitals and some of the pitiful